first and foremost, Donal, I have to say I was blown away with the support in Donegal at the European election. And I want to thank those that put me forward and that were anxious that I run this general election. And I suppose for me, and this has always been the case, that you always seen politics as something, a vehicle of delivering, getting things done. And from that perspective, if we look over the last lifetime of this government and seeing a large number of projects that have been delivered in Donegal, but moreover, infrastructure-wise, the massive progress that has been made in the delivery of the TNT project and the A5 through Northern Ireland. They're vitally important projects in Donegal, and there's much more Donegal needs as well, but those two projects in particular are at a very vital stage. And getting those projects to this stage wouldn't be possible without a minister at the cabinet table. And it's really important that we hold on to our minister. And I suppose, first and foremost, that's my approach to this, is about what we can achieve in Donegal. And I think if I was to run, I would divide the vote in this half of the county between myself and Charlie and end up probably with no seat. And that's not in our interest to do that. So I have stepped back, and I'd be supporting Charlie for this convention. And I do actually think we still have two contests in Donegal South West and Michael Nahum and Patrick Hope. I think we have a good opportunity to actually take two seats in Donegal. But it's vitally important at this stage with those two projects. They mean so much for Donegal's future that if we can, to try and get a cabinet minister, a man at the cabinet table again. So many projects have been delivered, but there's still a lot to be done, an awful lot to be done. And for me, that's the most critical piece of the jigsaw to look at. And that was the main piece of my thinking. On it, Donal.
Are you suggesting then that Ben Harkin of Termon and Councillor Donal Andy Kelly should be looking at their situation as well and asking them that question? Are they potentially jeopardising a seat in the north of the county?
It's not for me to tell anybody what to do, Donal. That's only made my own thoughts on it. They, like me, I no doubt, are absolutely privileged to be nominated for a convention, and it's, you know, it's up to anybody to put the name forward and to contest that election. That's a personal decision for them. It's not for me to tell anybody what to do, and whatever they do, I wish them both well. But I'm speaking purely from my own perspective and the reasons that I've stepped aside, and I've given it to you as it is, and I hope that we hold on to one seat in Donegal and give a second seat a really good rattle. And I think the second seat is really possible this time.
Will you be seeking to retain your seat in the Shannon?
Absolutely, aye. Whatever time this general election is held, maybe sooner rather than later, the Shannon election will take place shortly after that. And yeah, I'll be certainly hoping to retain that seat, Donal, absolutely, yeah.